From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has named his vice presidential running mate Mike Pence as the one in charge of his transition team, replacing New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Advisors to Trump said he wanted to use Pence's Washington-based experience to aid a swift transition in January. Before he was governor of Indiana and vice president-elect, Pence served 6 terms in the House of Representatives. In a statement Friday, Trump said Pence would build on the initial work done during the campaign by Christie. The New Jersey governor will remain as a vice chair of the transition effort. In addition to Pence, Trump said that 3 of his 5 children, Don Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, along with his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, would help with the transition effort by serving on an executive committee. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump told the Wall Street Journal that he will consider keeping certain parts of the Affordable Care Act, which has been known more popularly as Obamacare. In his first interview since being elected Tuesday, Trump said he may keep the prohibition against denial of coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. He said he might also keep the provision that allows parents to keep their children on their insurance until they're age 26. Trump said he liked those 2 aspects of Obamacare very much. He said he reached his decision after meeting with President Barack Obama on Thursday. Trump had said that repealing the 2010 health care law would be one of his highest priorities after taking office. But in Friday's interview, he said of his conversation with Obama, "I told him I will look at his suggestions, and out of respect, I will do that." This is VOA News. The president of the European Commission on Friday said Donald Trump's election as president of the United States poses a risk to intercontinental relations. Speaking to students at a conference in Luxembourg, Jean-Claude Juncker called Mr. Trump completely unaware when it comes to Europe. He said the transatlantic alliance and NATO is called into question, so it could be quite pernicious. With regards to refugees and other non-Americans, Donald Trump has an approach which in no way coincides with the approach in Europe. During the U.S. election campaign, candidate Trump had called into question the NATO alliance and was a vocal critic of the open border migration policies of some EU nations. U.S. President Barack Obama thanked the country's former service members for preserving America's democracy, a reference to Donald Trump's stunning presidential victory after a contentious campaign. Speaking at Arlington National Cemetery outside Washington, Mr. Obama said the nation owes those who have served in the military a debt of gratitude. The president was speaking at a ceremony to mark the Veterans Day holiday. Earlier, Mr. Obama laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns, a memorial dedicated to unidentified military service members killed in combat. UN human rights monitors in Iraq are uncovering evidence of growing atrocities against civilians by Islamic State militants as the battle for Mosul advances. As Lisa Schlein reports, abuses include widespread killings and torture, sexual exploitation of women and girls, and the recruitment of children as suicide bombers.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says the UN has come across images of children being forced to carry out executions.
ISIL also posted a video on Wednesday showing 4 children, believed to be between 10 and 14 years old, shooting to death 4 people for spying for the ISF and the Peshmerga. The video shows the victims falling into a river nearby.
Shamdasani says there is evidence Islamic State is stockpiling large quantities of ammonia and sulfur in Mosul close to civilian areas. She says this is raising concern that IS intends to use chemical weapons against civilians as part of its strategy to hang on to Mosul. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
On Wall Street, stocks traded mixed with the Dow Industrial Average and the Nasdaq higher, but the S&P down. European and Asian markets were also mixed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.